The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says the U.S. and Israeli regimes seek to hamper the fight against terrorism. Ali Shamkhani said Tel Aviv and Washington felt threatened by the change in balance of power in the region. He said they wanted to curb the fight against terror by using baseless pretexts against Iran. Shamkhani was speaking at a meeting with a visiting deputy head of the Hamas resistance movement's political bureau, Saleh al-Aruri. Shamkhani said the Islamic Republic had always supported the Palestinian cause to end Israeli occupation. He described the issue of Palestine as a priority for the Islamic community. Hamas officials also met with a senior advisor to Iran's leader, Ali Akbar Velayati. And following their meeting, Velayati described the talks as fruitful, saying ties between Hamas and Iran are stronger than ever.
After holding talks with senior Hamas officials, Mr. al-Aruri stressed that despite Israel's demand, they will continue to strengthen relationships with the Islamic Republic. After an agreement was signed between Hamas and Fatah in Cairo, Israel tried to impose several preconditions on Hamas. One of their demands from Hamas was that they discontinue their relationship with Iran, a request they rejected.
And Hamas also dismissed two other demands recently set out by Israel and the U.S. And they include a request from the Gaza-based group to lay down its arms and recognize Israel as a state. Hamas has rejected both demands, saying they are non-negotiable.